Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beat Buzzing with you today. One way to stretch your feed when it comes to your mama cow herd this fall and winter. Back on that in just a moment.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
Fresh, local, canned or frozen, filling half your plate with fruits and veggies is a surefire way to power up. How does your plate measure up? Learn more at shapeyourfutureok.com. How do you get your 30 minutes of exercise a day? A walk after dinner? Turning off the TV or computer to kick a ball in the yard? 10 minutes at a time, 3 times a day, adds up to a healthier family. Get inspired at shapeyourfutureok.com.
For a lot of years, cattle feedlot operators have taken advantage of the growth benefits from supplementing feed with ionophore products. One of these products, Rumensin, also is cleared for feeding to the beef cow. And a beef cattle specialist says that this is an excellent way to stretch limited forage supplies this fall and winter. Dr. Dale Blasey with Kansas State University gives us a little bit of a tutorial about how ionophores work.
Basically, an ionophore is a antibiotic that works exclusively in the animal's rumen environment. And it basically removes, for lack of a better term, those bacteria that are not efficient. And it shuttles, if you will, that energy that is saved into those byproducts utilized by the animal in the most efficient manner. It's those actions in there that allow the efficiency for the animal.
As we mentioned earlier, one ionophore brand, Rumensin, has been cleared to actually be fed to beef cows. It's been proved to be very effective based on research in improving feed efficiency in the cow herd.
Several years ago, the company who owns the product, Rumensin, went through the necessary steps with the FDA to gain clearance for the use of Rumensin with gestating beef cows. And in this case, the pivotal work that they did showed at the end of the day that there was, with comparable levels of performance, those cattle supplemented with Rumensin were able to do so with 10% less feed.
Now, Dr. Blasey says that the inclusion of Rumensin in the beef cow diet is a practical management step. And he says there's other university work out there that backs this concept up.
For a cost of about a penny a head a day, with 100 milligram per head per day allowance, there's an incredible opportunity for producers to include Rumensin in their mineral supplement. Some Oklahoma State work, Dr. David Lallman from Stillwater, they conducted some work, and as I read through their news release, they utilized 200 milligrams per day, and they were able to achieve basically an improvement of 1/2 body condition score as a consequence of including it in the ration. I would feel very comfortable with 100 milligrams at a penny a head a day for year-round feeding. And I think that's something that our producers should consider, regardless of drought or not. I think we'll be able to get more out of our grass as well as that from our supplemental forages that we provide to them during our feeding periods.
Tight forage supplies are not perhaps a good way to stretch those higher price inputs that you're using as far as feed is concerned for those mama cows. Beef cattle specialist, Dr. Dale Blasey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.